Heavenly Father, we thank you again for letting us look at your word. Pray, O God, you'll give us the words to speak, the hearts to hear, and help us, O Lord, to see what you have to say to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the goodness and the mercy you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us in your care. Help us now to serve you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. The gospel text is found in Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 40. Let us stand at the reading of God's holy word. Luke chapter 20, beginning at verse 27. Then some of the Sadducees, who deny that there is a resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took her as a wife. Then the third took her, and in the manner the seven also. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife." Jesus answered and said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die anymore. For they are equal to the angels and the sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered and said, "Teacher, you have spoken well." But after that, they dared not question him anymore. Bless us with these words, Heavenly Father, for they are true. Help us, Lord, to learn what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen. May be seated. We find that the Sadducees are like many people today. Those people, and throughout, not only in different lands, but even in our own country and in our own community, there are those who do not believe in the resurrection of the dead. We have stated polls, we have stated cases, and we find that many, many people, when they don't have Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, they do not want to think of eternity. In thinking of eternity, they do not want to think or admit that there is life beyond this life. They do not agree, and they will not admit that when you were conceived in your mother's womb, that your life began, that God's Spirit was moved and poured upon you, that through this it would live throughout not only this physical life, but the spiritual life afterwards and throughout all eternity. We find these people not thinking about eternity, not thinking about what happens after they die. They feel as the Sadducees did, we die and that's it. No more, no less. I remember one time I had an uncle that felt this way. And when I told him he would be meeting his maker after he passed from this world, he refuted it and said, no, we're just going to a long sleep. The man had been in church and had been brought up in church, yet he refused to admit it or acknowledge it because he was more interested in what he could get in today's life. Today's life was more important than anything. We look at the wildfires in California today, and if you heard on the radio where it has burned a couple towns completely, and many of the people, the firemen says, we aren't even trying to stop the fires, we just want to get the people out so they don't die in the fire. And the things of this earth is gone. Yet many of them realize that they are living on borrowed time. They look and they say, everything I had was gone and taken from me. Yet many of them will not acknowledge God. I feel that God is punishing even this nation in some ways because we have taken God out of the schools, out of many of the churches, out of our businesses, and out of our lives. We tell God we don't want anything to do with him, and then if trouble comes, we wonder where he is. God has told us that he would send derision and debased minds, and people would believe lies if they do not turn to him in truth and in sincerity. Find in the Old Testament that Israel wondered where God was when they had hardened their heart against him, when they had hardened their heart in such a way that they wanted to do what they wanted to do. They wanted a king, and God says, why do you want a king? I am your king. And they said, no, we want a king that we can see and that we can touch and feel. And so they got Saul, and he was not the king that would save them. God says, you are rejecting me. And Jesus made the statement too, that remember, I have been persecuted. They didn't believe me, and they won't believe you. Remember in that it is not you they are mad at. They are mad at me, and they're rejecting me. And you're my servant, therefore they will not listen to you. When the Sadducees came to Jesus, they had no intent of a good answer. They were trying to trick him, and they were trying to fall him up. And we find that we have to stop here. We're going to ring the bell 21 times. For armistice. You went a little over 21. That's okay. Lord, we come before you thinking of the 100 years ago. And we ask that you not only continue blessing this nation, but help us, O Lord, to have our hearts and minds stayed on you. Lord, we thank you that you are with us in the First World War, Second World War, and you've protected us throughout the times we've been in service. Lord, we pray too that as we look to you, that you will guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Bjorn. We see the Sadducees here not believing in the resurrection. We have seen wars come and go. Many of them in the foxholes find that though they didn't believe in God, they suddenly do, because eternity is facing them. We find Jesus trying to explain to the Sadducees that when we leave this tent, this earth, in our physical body, we find that we have an eternity to go with our spirit. Jesus said, those that die in the Lord do not die again, because they are as the angels and they're the sons of righteousness. Paul tells us in Corinthians, he says, this body we live in today is only a temporary tent for what we live in and how we should be, because we are to serve God and God alone. We will be rewarded, whether good or bad. He says we live by faith. And if we're living, we are absent from the Lord. But if we have Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and we're in this body, we are looking forward to that time when he calls us out of this body and to be home with him. We find that so very, very plain and very good. God has given us the Holy Spirit to live in us and work in us, but God also sent his only begotten Son into the world that through him we may be saved and have eternal life. In that, the work of God is to believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus says, all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. And I have the power to lay my life down and to pick it up again. And this is what happened. Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He was laid into a tomb, rose again the third day to show that he had overcome sin, Satan, and death. He had the keys of hell. And he says, Satan has no more power over you if you have me as your personal Lord and Savior. Yes, this world will take and do everything they can to make you leave your faith in Christ. The world will do what they can to make you turn away from following Jesus. And yet the power is in the name of Jesus, because he died on Calvary's cross for you and for me. In the Old Testament, God told the Israelites that he would one day give them a new heart, and in that heart he would place his word, and they would know him, and they would come to him singing, and that they would do it praising his holy name. He tells them, I am the Lord your God. I am the one that made the heavens and the earth. He told Job, when Job complained, did you set the earth on nothing and have it stay in orbit to the point that it doesn't fall out? Did you set the foundations of the world down in the proper places? And we find that God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful, and God is the one that we look to day by day. We find, too, as Jesus was talking to the Sadducees here in Scripture, that they did not believe in God. that they were informed of what happens when you die, that you do not give in marriage and are not married and given in marriage in the eternal life, because we are all the children of God, the children of righteousness, and the children of holiness. I can remember when I was sitting at my bedside of my sister, and she asked me to hold her hand, and we were talking a little bit, and she turned her head, and she looked up, and she said, "Oh, glorious, how glorious," and she went into eternity. There I was holding the hand of her tent, the body that she had lived in for those 47 years. But it was her earthly tent. She had been elevated and promoted to eternity with Jesus Christ, and she's seen it before she went and left this world. You see, our spirit will live forever. And this is what Jesus was telling the Sadducees. We will be like the angels, the sons of righteousness, because we have Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. If we are willing to follow him and willing to do his will, willing to stand up for him, even though people may disagree or make fun of us, we find that God is the one that created the heavens and the earth. And in that creation, he made man in his own image. Sin took over, and Adam told the devil, "You take over because I want what this world can give." And God had to put a curse on our earth because he could not let sinful man live in a perfect environment. And a man could not live in that perfect environment. Yet we find only a few short years later, we find Cain murdered his brother Abel, and the promise of Christ had to become through, starting with Adam to Seth, and if you follow the line down all the way through Jesus Christ. When the time was fulfilled, God sent his only begotten Son into the world. And so it's by faith that we go forward. We do not know what's out there for us, but we do have faith in the fact that God will take care of us as we commit our hearts and our lives to him day by day. And we know that the blessings of God will be upon us. He will watch over us and keep us, and we have to be willing to follow him daily wherever he takes us. That he has not only bled and died upon Calvary's cross for us, but he cried out, "It is finished. I have completed the battle. I have won the war between goodness and between sin," and goodness has won out. It tells us in Scripture all the way through that if we follow Christ, we will have eternal life. And in the end, when you get towards the end of Revelation, it tells us that the righteous will shine forth as the stars, and they will shine forth in brilliance. And those that have refused or pretended that they were Christians, or felt they had to work their way into heaven and not given to them by the grace of God in through faith, they have found that they fall short. You see, God sent his Son while we were yet sinners, and we had no thought or no intent of turning to him, but we would follow our own desires in this world. we find the same thing, and we pray, this is why we pray not only for the president and the leaders of our land, both state and local, as well as national, that God would move a mighty way amongst them, that as he moves amongst them, they would call upon him and his will be done. George Washington, when he became the first president of the United States, he knelt in a little church at Ground Zero in New York, and he dedicated this nation to God. And he says, Lord, this great nation is yours. I ask for a blessing on it, and how God has blessed us so very, very dearly. Yet we find people who want to destroy it. They have received the goodness from it, and yet they want to destroy it. We find that they are trying to do it in man's way. God has been taken out of the schools and out of the many businesses and even out of many, many homes and churches. And we find and we wonder and we look and we say, Lord, what is going on? And God says, they didn't want me. When they have problems, they will call upon me, and I will not hear them because they would have nothing to do with me in the good times. God is still continuing to bless, and he will be with those who have Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. He gives us the peace that we need in these times of trouble. He gives us the longing to leave this tent and be with him. He gives us faith that we can trust in him and look to him. He gives us understanding as we read and study his word. And as we pray and have communication with him each day, he comforts us, and he gives us that assurance that in the resurrection, we will be called up out of the earth, and we will meet those that are alive in the air, and we'll be forever with the Lord. That we would be changed and become immortal. We will take off this mortality, it tells us, as Paul told us in Corinthians, and we'll put on immortality. We will then live forever and forever. We will find that it is God and God alone that has saved us and kept us, that the Sadducees that don't believe in the resurrection will find they're standing before the judge that they didn't believe in, that they will find their reward is not what they thought. They will find that they will hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you. And those that love Christ and live for him will be living and becomes the sons and children of righteousness, and they will be as the angels in heaven that we don't see, but they're taking care of us because we have our bodies and our lives dedicated to Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. We find then whether we live or die, we should be doing everything we can to please our Lord, to come to him daily, to stand for him, that we would be clothed with clothing of righteousness and with holiness because we serve our Lord Jesus Christ, that we would be with him. If we're absent in the body, we would be present with the Lord in heaven. And if God leaves us here until he calls the rapture out of all Christians, that we would be met with those that had died before us, we would meet them in the air and be forever with Christ. It is then that we would realize fully the true meaning of Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Let us commit ourselves to Christ today, not only for our assurance and our life, but he gives us what we need, that he takes care of us. and he watches over us. That as we go forward and as people might question us, they will understand that Jesus is living in us. We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In this, we find that as we study God's word, we find God speaking to us through his Holy Spirit. You see, the Pharisees did not feel they could have the Spirit of God and their own righteousness. They chose to, in most cases, to live in their own righteousness, which was not of God but of man. You did have a few Pharisees that believed Jesus came, and those Pharisees did end up standing up for the Lord. And we find the disciples, as they found and as Christ was ascended and the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they were on fire for Christ. And as they were on fire for Christ, they went throughout the world preaching the gospel, the known world of that day. We find that they were jailed, they were sawn in half, they were killed. John was thrown into a boiling oil, and he wouldn't die, so they sent him to Patmos, and God spoke to him there, and we got the book of Revelation telling us what's going on. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 1, it tells us, blessed is a person that reads this book and understands it and does what it tells us. We find it tells us the history of the churches, and it tells us about the resurrection coming, and it tells us about the judgments that's coming upon this world. And we find all of this as a better reason to accept Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that it is Jesus Christ and Jesus himself that'll help us not only to learn but to be able to stand fast in that day. It is our desire that as we take Scripture, we do not lay it on the shelf, but we read it and study it. And as we study it, we pray dearly that the Holy Spirit will be with us, that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand. And as we read, we will understand, because the Spirit will help us to do that when we are committed to follow Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would watch over us today. Keep us in your care. Help us, O Lord, to do your will, and help us to be your servants and standing for you day by day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us turn to 71.